Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Does the Book of Mormon contain the fullness of the everlasting gospel? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me to discuss this question is my colleague, Eric Johnson. We have been going through an article on the Mormon website, the Newsroom website, an article titled Mormonism 101 FAQ or Frequently Asked Questions. And at the risk of sounding redundant, I feel it necessary to say, in case you haven't caught the previous broadcast, that this paper was put together to instruct journalists, really actually kind of to chide them for not being as professional as they possibly could be when it comes to reporting on Mormon doctrine. But also, I'm assuming it's there to inform the general public as to what Mormons believe regarding the core beliefs of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We've been going through in recent days on the section under the frequently asked questions, and we've covered a number of them, but today we are going to look at the question, what is the Book of Mormon? And what does it say regarding the Book of Mormon, Eric?
It says, in addition to the Old and New Testaments of the Bible, the Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ. It contains the writings of ancient prophets, giving an account of God's dealings with the peoples on the American continent. For Latter-day Saints, it stands alongside the Old and New Testaments of the Bible as Holy Scripture.
Now, this is one of the sections that does have a link to another web page. And on that other web page, if you were to click on the link that says read more about the Book of Mormon, you will find that there's a little bit more of an explanation as well as a video that you can watch. And in that video, you have Mormon Apostle Jeffrey Holland explaining very briefly what the Book of Mormon is all about. And then he also makes an interesting statement. He says it contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel. Really, he's quoting Joseph Smith. That's exactly what Joseph Smith said also. But let me ask you this, Eric. If I was to come to you with a book and I explain to you that my church or my belief system holds to this book, this is part of our scripture, and I told you that this particular book contained the fullness of the everlasting gospel, what would you assume?
By saying fullness, I think I would assume that the major beliefs that you have as a person of that faith would be located here, that I could look through. When I read through the particular book you're going to give me, I would think by the end I'd have a pretty good understanding of where you stand.
When I talk to a lot of Latter-day Saints, and I'm bringing up some of the things that they are supposed to believe as a member of the LDS Church, it is not uncommon for them to respond, well, you just need to read the Book of Mormon. If you read the Book of Mormon, that would answer all your questions. Now, I have read the Book of Mormon. I've studied the Book of Mormon for most of my life, and I don't find the answer to that question in the Book of Mormon. I don't find what I am told is the fullness of the everlasting gospel.
Well, and also at the very end of that book, it tells you that you're supposed to pray about it. And I think that's the kicker for them, not only to read, but to pray about it. But Joseph Smith himself said that a man could get near to God by abiding by its precepts and by any other book. Once more, I think this is a book that if that's what is going to be touted as what Apostle Holland is also saying, the fullness of the everlasting gospel, I'm going to say that I'm expecting you to show me what you believe through this book.
Well, here is why I find Joseph Smith's statement and Jeffrey Holland's statement, as well as every other Mormon who has used that expression, that the Book of Mormon contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel, this is why I find it misleading. Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the Mormon Church, he says in Doctrines of Salvation, Volume 1, page 159, he says, by fullness of the gospel is meant all the ordinances and principles that pertain to the exaltation in the celestial kingdom. Based on that statement, it sounds like what they are implying pretty explicitly is that the, this book, if it contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel, should have everything I need in order to be exalted in the celestial kingdom. The irony of that statement is one time I was talking to a Latter-day Saint member, and I said to him, are you telling me, because he was using the same argument, I said, are you telling me that if I was to follow the Book of Mormon to the letter, that when I died, I would be exalted in the celestial kingdom? And he said, absolutely. To which I responded, that's very interesting, because if I followed the Book of Mormon to the letter, and that's all I knew, remember, it's supposed to contain the fullness. Mm-hmm. If that's all I knew, because that's how I prefaced it, this is all I have, and I follow it to the letter, would I end up being exalted in the celestial kingdom? He said, yes. I said, that's really strange, because if I did, and that's all I had, I wouldn't even know there was a celestial kingdom to shoot for, because it doesn't talk about the celestial kingdom.
Well, and you're exactly right on that, because we have to understand who this book is being written to. This book was being written to supposedly ancient Nephites. They had no other ability besides this to be able to help them. And if they were being told these things by their prophets, you would think that they would understand the basics of what truth was all about. But if it doesn't have the basics of what a religion is teaching today, saying it's based on that particular book, we've got problems.
Now, the Mormon would say, well, we have other books now, but you just mentioned the Nephites and the Lamanites that we find that the Book of Mormon is really addressed to. If that's all they had and that's all they understood, then why doesn't it contain a lot of these things? Bruce McConkie, in a conference message he gave back in 1949, said, by the grace of God and through His mercy, we have had restored to us in this day the fullness of the everlasting gospel. All the laws, ordinances, and principles by obedience to which we can be both saved and exalted in our Father's kingdom. No other peoples have had so much of the light and truths of heaven poured out upon them as we have. Now again, that phrase is being used. We know that it's been applied to the Book of Mormon. Now, McConkie probably in this context is maybe looking beyond the Book of Mormon, but we cannot ignore the fact that Jeffrey Holland and others have said the Book of Mormon contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel. If that's true, why can't we find the unique teachings of Mormonism in the Book of Mormon? For instance, if you had a copy of the Book of Mormon, you could look high and low and you won't find anywhere in the Book of Mormon where it teaches that God was once a man who in turn had a father, who was also once a man who in turn had a father, going back into eternity past. This is an important aspect of Mormonism because Mormons believe that they are following that same path which all the gods have followed before them.
Well, also, God doesn't have a body of flesh and bones found in the Book of Mormon. I mean, that's a later teaching of Joseph Smith. That's right. Not something that was originally there.
Yeah, we find no evidence of any ancient Nephites or Lamanites believing that God had a body of flesh and bones, or the concept of God being married to a heavenly mother. That's not in the Book of Mormon. And yet that's also a prime teaching, not the most important teaching of Mormonism, but certainly it's very important in Mormon theology.
Premortality is something that is crucial to this religion because that's where the war in heaven took place, the council. That's where we were valiant enough to be able to come onto this earth and be given a body. But preexistence or premortality is not mentioned that I've ever read in the Book of Mormon.
No. It doesn't mention even that the concept that we can become gods. And of course, many Latter-day Saints, and this paper is going to address that, and we will be talking about that in another program, but the idea of men becoming gods is also a notion that's completely left out of the Book of Mormon. If the Nephites really existed, they wouldn't have known about that by reading the Book of Mormon because it's not there.
As far as the nature of Jesus, the idea that he was a literal son of God or that he and Lucifer were brothers, nowhere found in the Book of Mormon.
No, we wouldn't find the concept that many Mormon leaders have taught, that God, having a body of flesh and bones, came down and physically impregnated Mary. Now, I know a lot of Mormons are saying, well, that's not official. I don't care what word you use. Mormon leaders have taught that.
Absolutely.
And it is not difficult to prove it at all. It doesn't mention either that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers, or really that all of humankind are brothers and sisters that were born to Heavenly Father and one of His heavenly wives in the spirit world. We don't find anything about that.
Eternal progression is not mentioned once in the Book of Mormon.
And eternal progression is very important because according to eternal progression, your performance in the pre-existence is what determined where you were going to be born here on this earth and even what skin color you had according to some Mormon leaders. It doesn't mention the Word of Wisdom, which is the Mormon health law. You find that in the Doctrine and Covenants where it talks about drinking hot drinks and things like that. No consumption of alcohol. You won't find that prohibition or anything like it in the Book of Mormon.
The idea of authority and men being able to have the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthoods, that's not mentioned. In the Bible, it says that Jesus in Hebrews talks about how Jesus is the Melchizedek priest in that sense. But nowhere does it say that humans, males, that they can actually hold this for their authority.
And really, when you look at the lineage of the Nephites, they didn't even have the lineage, the proper lineage to represent the priestly line anyway. And that's, of course, a very important aspect of Mormonism, is holding the priesthood. Without the priesthood, Mormon males cannot be exalted. So if that's not in there, then how did the Nephites get exalted? How would they assume to be exalted in the next life? It doesn't talk about temple endowment ceremonies or celestial marriages. That's void in the Book of Mormon. The doctrine of baptism for the dead, which we're going to be talking about. And then you have the mandatory tithe of 10%. We don't find that in there. If you don't pay the tithe, you don't get a recommend. You don't get a recommend. You can't go to the temple. You don't go to the temple. You can't learn the secret handshakes and passwords. You don't learn the secret handshakes and passwords. You can't get past the angelic sentinels that are blocking the path for Mormons to get back into the presence of God. So it all hinges on this. None of this is mentioned in the Book of Mormon, but yet we are told that it contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel. If words have any meaning at all, we have to wonder what in the world are they trying to say when they make a statement like that, because certainly it becomes very confusing. And if any Mormon is giving someone a Book of Mormon saying, here, read this, and you'll understand about my faith, do you really believe that? Do you really, truly believe that? Because certainly a lot of the important aspects of Mormonism are not there.
And that's an important point. It's the Book of Mormon that's being given away, not the Doctrine and Covenants or any other scripture.
Right. You're not seeing them giving out recordings of General Conference. And as you said, they don't normally give out the Doctrine and Covenants or the Pearl of Great Price first and foremost.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Viewpoint on Mormonism is a radio show dedicated to discussing the differences between Mormonism and Christianity in a loving, gentle format. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, this show's goal is to look carefully at the Bible and determine whether or not the beliefs, as taught by the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, corresponds to truth. Now, whether you're a Latter-day Saint or a Christian, you can contact us and even ask a question that we could answer in a future show. Here's how. Email us at contact@mrm.org. Again, that's contact@mrm.org. And if you're a Christian who would like to financially support this radio ministry, you can do that as well. Just go to our website, www.mrm.org, and go to the right top button called Donate. This ministry cannot exist without the financial support of our friends and listeners, and we are grateful to everyone who plays a vital role in what we do. Again, that's mrm.org. We're glad to be on the air and providing this information to you.